Jerry Bader Show, 923-406-1360, 888-455-1360. And you can always text the show at 79489 as well. Someone on the golf course last week, I can call in, 79489. We are talking about a piece that appeared earlier this week in the Wall Street Journal, where somebody representing the EMT community said, look, if you go by an accident scene these days, a scene, and you see blankets or tarps, it's the rescue emergency personnel protecting the injured, maimed, and dying from people who would take photos of them and post them on Twitter, Instagram, and so on. The debate here, I guess, is have people always been this way? Here's the analogy. There's no question that the internet has increased incidence of pedophilia. Has it increased the number of pedophiles? Most people say no, that they were always pedophiles, but they didn't act on it. That they didn't have the guts to approach a kid at a park, but they will from their own house now. When you think about it that way, Jason, then is this the same thing? That there's always been this percentage of ghoulish people in the population who didn't have the ability to take a picture of a dying person, violate their privacy and their dignity, and post it? I don't know. My suspicion is people have changed. People are more numbed to the suffering of others and indifferent to their privacy. Jason says, really, it's sad either way. That's a good point. Jeannie in Athens. Jeannie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I feel that these idiots, I have to use that word, I'm sorry, that are posting those accident scene pictures are not even thinking, period. That children may view those pictures and they cannot handle something that graphic. I noticed even like at night, the night shows during the day, they'll have the trailers, very graphic. Very violent, too. And I don't think we're thinking about the population that we have to protect.
Well, I don't disagree with that. But I think, Jeannie, the big thing is that these people who it could be their dying moments.
Yes.
Who thinks of, I'm telling you, I would never think of photographing that and posting it online. Never, ever, ever. And I'm really having a hard time determining if it is the technology where people just aren't thinking anymore, thanks a lot for the call. I think there are several factors at play here. I think we are less compassionate about the suffering of others as a society than we used to be. I think we're more indifferent to fellow human suffering. And I just think we have less respect for human life. But using the pedophile analogy, maybe those people were always out there, just the way pedophiles were always out there, but a percentage of them tended not to act because they were afraid of being caught. Maybe there's always been this percentage of just completely insensitive clods in our society. I don't know. Chris from Green Bay. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think that people have changed because of technology. Technology has given people a new toy, and it's just like if some glasses came out that you could buy and see through people's clothes, people would get them, and they would never think of doing it now, but it's like, oh, this is here, let's have fun with this. And what about permission? I know, like, for doing video and photos, you used to have to sign a release form. What about that? I mean, isn't there stuff already in place where you can't just take these images?
Really isn't, Chris. In a public setting, In most cases, because the news media do it all the time, there really is nothing legally stopping them. Thanks a lot for the call. And consider this. When news organizations would cross that line and show a body and put it on the front page or whatever, it was a big controversy. They would get ripped for it, letters to the editor, and they would defend themselves. Or say, yeah, we really shouldn't have done that. There is no filter anymore. Everybody's a journalist, whether you want to admit it or not. That's really what it is. Dave in Marshfield. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I don't think people have changed all that much. 30 years ago, I lived up in the Hayward area, and it seemed like half the people I knew had those police scanners and would use them for entertainment. They'd leave it on overnight, and if they heard something going on, they'd fix themselves a cup of hot chocolate and listen in. There was an incident where there was an accident near my parents' house where a car went into the lake, and the people in the accident came to my parents' house for help. And when they went into town the next day, they found virtually everybody knew about it.
That is an interesting point, Dave. Thanks a lot for the call, because I know that there are people, that's their life. They sit and listen to the scanner, and every radio station I ever worked at, there'd be a couple of listeners who were convinced that stuff was big news and we should be talking about it on the radio. Because that's the twisted world they live in. More on this after the news. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.